In the day's other headlines, island nations in the Caribbean work today on rescue and recovery operations in the wake of Hurricane Melissa. The storm tore through Jamaica, leveling some communities entirely. It also left a trail of destruction in Cuba and in Haiti. At least 30 people are reported dead so far. William Brangham has more.
The centuries-old port town of Black River, Jamaica, is unrecognizable. All along the southwestern coast, house after house with roofs ripped off. The Prime Minister called this ground zero. After Hurricane Melissa, one of the most powerful Atlantic storms on record, battered Jamaica on Tuesday. In Montego Bay, residents are picking up the pieces with their bare hands. 31-year-old Gabrielle is still processing what her family lived through.
Yesterday was horrible, horrific, terrifying, the worst day of my entire life, the worst experience of my entire life. The wind, the rain, it permanently damaged my childhood home. All my trees that my dad planted, all of them are gone. We have no light, we have no water, and we have limited amount of food items. So it's like we're cut off from the rest of the world right now in this terrifying time.
Aid has been slow to trickle in, and the vast majority of the island still has no power. Jamaica's transportation minister said restoring communication is a top priority.
There are people who still have not been able to make contact with their families, their loved ones, their friends, and road access is still impossible. So you can imagine deep, deep sense of worry that is widespread across Jamaica.
What we saw was the impossibility to access the most affected areas.
Olga Isaza of UNICEF Jamaica spoke to us from the capital, Kingston. UNICEF estimates more than 280,000 children across the island require humanitarian assistance.
The main priorities from our point of view are those with water, sanitation, hygiene, also food. I mean, nutrition security of children under 5 is critical at this moment. I mean, they are the most vulnerable. And in general, the packages and all the aid related with food is not looking at the specific needs of the children.
Communities across the Caribbean are still reeling from Melissa's wrath. In Haiti, floodwaters turned violent. Authorities say more than 20 people were killed, many of them young children.
I had 4 children at home, a 1-month-old baby, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and another who was about to turn 4. All 4 are gone.
No deaths were reported in Cuba, but its Santiago province suffered extensive damage, including this basilica in the small town of El Cobre. Melissa weakened to a Category 2 storm by the time it passed over the Bahamas this morning. Back in Jamaica, for those who lost everything, the road to recovery will be a long one.
I try to be strong with them, but deep inside I'm crying. I'm really, really crying. But I just like hide it. We will survive. We will survive. We will survive.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.